broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always, steady as a rock. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And wow, do we got a road, a hoe, and a bunch of stuff to talk about. We reject revolution but stand for restoration of the greatest country on the planet. We believe there's a peaceful way to restore the republic thanks to the blood, sweat, and tears of our founding fathers. We intend to carry forward in their traditions. We absolutely want to restore the republic and beg for your help to get it done. Our websites, libertyroundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. LibertyNewsRadio.com, an incredible lineup of talk show hosts around the clock to bring you news the networks refuse to use. We're not left, we're not right, we're just American. How's that? And LibertyNewsDaily.com, an award-winning news service at your fingertips, F-R-E-E, free, LibertyNewsDaily.com. All right, a quick recap of Friday's broadcast. We talked about Trump threatens to cut federal funding for UC Berkeley. After night of violence, writes Ted Goodman, the campus erupted into fiery violence before a planned speech by, and they call him conservative figure, Milo Yiannopoulos, Wednesday evening. I don't really know that he's super conservative, but he does write for Breitbart, but he's an openly promoted gay man. And they say he's part of the alt-right, although he denies that. They say he's a white supremacist, although he denies that as well. It's strange. Trump says if UC Berkeley does not allow free speech and practices violence on innocent people who have a different point of view, then no federal funds for those guys. Well, I support the no federal funds part, although I'm not interested in funds unless you promote violence, then no funds. What about no funds because there's no authority in the Constitution? All right. We also chronicled how the FBI conceals payments to snitches and provocateurs, writes LibertyNewsDaily.com. You got it. The FBI is literally paying provocateurs and snitches, and they hide the money trail, folks. Documented, proven. What do you think when the FBI is in bed with the criminals, huh? The FBI is, quote, confidential human source policy guide. It's a nearly, 200-page guide? It's a manual. It's supposedly classified secret. Obtained by The Intercept, describes how payments are made. The payments are authorized and accounted for. Sometimes it's before, sometimes it's after the deeds. Either way, what a scandal, ladies and gentlemen. The nation ought to come unglued over this. But nevertheless, the nation's just tied up in bread and circus. The big headline today, coming from way behind, thanks to the overtime, the Patriots win. Super Bowl, right? That's the headline. That's the focus. They destroy the Sabbath. Or I should say violate the Sabbath. In the process, no one bats an eye, huh? No wonder we struggle so much to preserve the nation. No charges. No demotion for a cop. A Kansas cop that beat and kidnapped a female officer. Got her naked, put her in a dog kennel. Don't worry, don't demote him. Don't give him any charges. It's okay, he's a cop, right? No wonder some people call the cops the Blue Plague. I disagree with the term, but I clearly understand why Americans are so frustrated how we just protect the government bureaucrats and insiders at every turn. All right, our buddy Gorsuch earned praises, believe it or not, even from a liberal civil rights attorney by the name of David Lane, saying, you know what, whether you like Gorsuch or not, the fact is he's a great judge. He'll do a great, fair, honorable job in upholding the Constitution. All right, we also talked about the new FCC chief. What's his name? Ajit Pai. He opposes net neutrality, and he's doing all he can to disassemble it. Amen to that plan. Wow, we also talked about a possible $200 surcharge for Made in America iPhone. And we talked to our guest, Mr. Jeremy Corden. He's the sales and marketing department head for UPMA.org. That's the United Precious Metals Association, UPMA.org. He'll be joining us on Thursdays to break down how to use constitutional currency in America today, the state of Utah leading the charge. Please support Utah Bill HB0224, that is, to make constitutional currency more mainstream in America today. We're getting it done, ladies and gentlemen. That was one single hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Second hour on Friday, we talked about Lila Rose, GOP preparing to defund, the Democrats' holy grail, writes Greg Karambos for WND.com. By the way, I don't know if you know, but Greg Karambos is the news director for Radio America, just so you know. Anyway, Greg Wrighton doing a great job there. The holy grail, what, abortion? The idea of murder? Suggesting that women have the right to do what they want with their bodies? Ignoring the most innocent among us? We got to stop it, ladies and gentlemen. 60 million murders have taken place since Roe versus Wade happened. We also had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. And we talked about the fact that Richard is going on the road. He left last night. He'll be in Kansas here today, giving us an update on exactly what's going on with the arrest and now prosecution or sentencing of the boys in Kansas. You want to learn more about that? Go to thefreedomcoalition.com, learn more, sign the petition, and help us free innocents, will you please? Thefreedomcoalition.com. All right, without further ado, that's a recap. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Man, we got a rock and roll go fast today. Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, on your radio as well. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
All right, we need to talk about health care. They promised they were going to abolish it. Now they're saying not so fast, huh, Lowell?
Yeah, they sure are, Sam. You know, a couple of years ago when it first passed, everybody cried out for repeal. And then this year and last, instead of simple repeal, they want to repeal and replace. And I've never agreed with the notion that we ought to replace it with anything, but there are those in Congress that feel that the risk of not replacing it with something will lay the blame squarely on those who repealed it, when in reality, anytime government meddles in the marketplace, they cause perturbations that cause private businessmen and consumers huge problems. And simply walking away, getting out of meddling, is the best solution in almost every case I can think of. But here we've got some weak-hearted yellow bellies in Congress, unfortunately, and they want to replace Obamacare with something.
Now, one of the interesting things about this that they don't understand is while we debate replacement, they've had literally since Barack Obama took office in 2008 when Obamacare was being plotted, if you will, from 2010 forward, in other words, 7 years since Obamacare took effect, to put together their replacement, Lowell, and they've failed at every turn.
That's right, Sam. They are dragging their heels. They do not want to move off of the status quo. That is the politician's method of operation. Just stay put. Don't cause any waves. Don't make any changes. Just leave things as they are. And unfortunately, that's not a liberty-minded approach. That's a government statist approach, and we need to reject that out of hand.
Now, Donald Trump talked big, and so did the Republicans, while they were waiting for Donald to be sworn in. They basically said, we're going to get it done right when Trump Trump took office. He put forth an executive order that set some of the stage. They were working on something. Now somehow it's just been dropped. Now the headline says Trump extends timetable for health law, writes Mark Landler. And they go on to a big thing about West Palm Beach, Florida. President Trump said in an interview they're going to delay it. It might be later this year, maybe next year. It's going to take a while to get it done. It's really, really, really hard. It's very complicated. Maybe it'll take some time in the next year, but we're certainly going to do something. Could Americans expect the new health program, asks Bill O'Reilly. Well, it statutorily takes a long time to get. Possibly we're going to do it very soon. Mr. Trump acknowledged that replacing Barack's health care law is very complicated. We got to remember this doesn't work. We got to put together a plan. Bottom line is they're talking about language that doesn't sound very likely to me. Lowell's comments in seconds.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org is with us. We're talking about Donald Trump now extends timetable with regards to the health care law. The idea is you got to replace it before you repeal it, or you got to do it at the same time, in other words. I say it's a bogus notion. If you do that, you're going to get muddled down, and you're never going to get it done. What's going to happen is 2 years is going to go by if you're not really careful. Then the Republicans are going to say, oh my goodness, we've lost our way, or we're still trying, please give us time. They will lose seats, and they will never, ever, ever get it done if they don't take off the gloves and get it done now. Now, I mentioned that they've had literally years and years and years to get this plan in place. or to reject it. They've done nothing. They've twiddled their thumbs. They've wasted time. We paid each one of them a couple of hundred grand a year, all 535 of them, to absolutely fail. For multiple years, it's a disgrace, to say the least. Now Donald's caught in the mire. Now, what I find fascinating, though, is Ron Paul, former congressman, what, 11-time congressman, had a plan. He's a doctor. It was a brilliant plan. But for some reason, they can't even pick that piece of legislation up and run with it. Lowell, what's up with that?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Sam. They are just sitting, doing nothing. They're talking big, but doing nothing. And part of that is because we, the American people, are letting them do that. We have to be louder. We need to insist that get rid of Obamacare. We simply need to insist on that. Every time you see your legislator, your congressman, every time you wake up in the morning, every time you call them, just hound them and say, look, we want this Obamacare gone. What are you doing? What have you done today to get rid of Obamacare? What have you done this week? Why isn't it gone? I mean, it should be gone already. President Trump wants that bill on his desk now.
Amen to that, and I hope it happens, but I'm losing hope quickly. Now, one of the things interesting is Ron Paul has had a plan together in Congress for quite some time. Now, Rand Paul has put together the Obamacare Replacement Act. In the Senate, campaignforliberty.org, if you want to read about it and learn all about it. But there's a couple of things that Rand Paul would do. Among other things, Rand Paul's bill would do the following, which I support: a tax credit of up to $5,000 per person that could be used as part of a, quote, health savings account. That's good news. Eliminates minimum standards that health insurance companies have to meet under Obamacare, which will open up affordability and less comprehensive plans, in other words, like a catastrophic plan, which I would be interested in, would allow insurance companies to sell plans across state lines. That's huge. A 2-year window for pre-existing conditions, and then they'd still be able to get insurance. Paul said in an accompanying press release that there's no reason to wait for replacement. We need to get government out of the American people's way immediately. In an op-ed earlier, Rand Paul wrote that Obamacare's crumbling. As we repeal Obamacare, it would be wise to put in a replacement at the same time. A few days later, Rand Paul said he got a call from Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is for the plan, and so is Paul Ryan. So that's all great news, but how far off is Ron's original plan? How far off is Rand's plan from Ron's? It's not near as good, is it?
Well, that's a great question, Sam. I have not taken time to study in detail the differences between the two, but it would be my educated guess that there are significant differences. I think Ron Paul takes the more free market approach. In other words, he wants to get that plan out of there entirely. He does not want to replace Obamacare with anything. He wants to let the free market work. I mean, that's the genius of our country, was letting the free market work. And we had a free market engine for several decades in this country, from 1789 through some of the 1800s, until government began intervening again. But that was the great genius, the engine of our country, what brought such great productivity and the resulting prosperity was the free market. You let entrepreneurs work, you let workers work, you let all this happen in the absence of government meddling, then good things happen,
But whether you believe in Ron's plan or Rand's plan, the bottom line is there are plans. They're just not even seriously looking at them. Yeah. We have an idea that, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, has, believes in Rand's plan. You could put a companion bill in the House easy, or whether it's Ron Paul's plan. They're just, I don't know, what is the problem here?
Yeah, well, the problem is they don't want to change anything in Washington, D.C., and the fact of the matter is if we citizens don't insist upon that change that we hope to see, then it will not happen. Politicians are very predictable. If they aren't getting any heat from their constituents, they're not going to move on anything. Now, there are some notable exceptions in Congress, But they're all, you can count them on both hands, you know, people who really do want liberty-oriented change back there in Washington, D.C. They're few and far between. By far, the vast majority of our congressmen do not want to see any change. They are dragging their heels. They're floating these editorials out there to see how the American people will react, how they'll respond to them. And if we don't create an uproar in response, then they're going to do what these editorials are suggesting.
I'm telling you right now, if they don't do something quick, they'll be out on their ear and they'll never have a better chance come 2 years.
Exactly what happened in 94, you know, the Republicans swept into the House and had this great contract of America, and they had made promises right and left about all the good that they were going to do. And then what happened? Well, they started, you know, they talked big, but then when it came time to act, then they found reasons not to act, and we let them get away with it. We, the American people, similar thing happened when Bush swept in 2001, right? I mean, we just thought, okay, you know, good man's in the White House, and look at all the war and carnage and problems that he brought with him. So,
all right, bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, we're praying health care gets gutted and shut down. Again, if they put together a free market replacement, I'm not against it, but I don't know that I'd call that replacement. Nevertheless, I'm telling you, if they get stuck down on this replacement ideology, they're going to lose because it's so complicated, intentionally so, that they'll never ever come to an agreement. That's the problem. Any last words on health care that kind of mentioned here, Lowell?
Well, I would like to say that even in Ron's plan to get back to free market sound money and honest money, it is a progression of steps. He takes steps in an order that lets the plane land safely, so to speak. I mean, we've got a plane in the air, and you don't just crash and burn the plane, killing all the passengers on the plane. You land the plane. And I know that Ron's plan to reintroduce sound money into our country is that way. And I assume his plan to get rid of Obamacare.
Oh, well, hold on. So Ron's plan to have free market health care absolutely takes steps like that. Rand's is similar. It just doesn't go near as far, and it has some serious compromises in it. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Well, I agree with that. And so, I mean, I wish that Rand's plan was more like his dad's plan, but I just wanted to insert that caveat that we, you know, I believe that we need a step-by-step approach, but we need to go all the way. We need to get rid of Obamacare. This idea that the government can force you to purchase a product or a service against your will is absolutely erroneous. It should not have ever been allowed to stand. Chief Justice Roberts was wrong when he ruled that the Obamacare Act was constitutional, and states should be rejecting that right and left.
And one of the things we need to make sure we do, I agree, it's a step-by-step approach. We don't want to crash the plane. We want to have sound solutions that do the least amount of harm and restore us to liberty, to a state of liberty and free market. But we got to make sure that the steps we're taking don't compromise us and prevent us from getting the job done. A perfect example is the conservatives all wanted to have abstinence-only sex education. And what they've done now is they now have their own big old kitty for abstinence-only, to where we can't get government out of sex education at all because they want to keep their piece of the pie too. It was a great idea, but it backfired. We can't let that happen. Quick pause, Lowell Nelson, our guest on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Early Sunday morning, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals declined a Trump administration request to reinstate a temporary travel ban. The administration had filed a brief arguing that judicial second-guessing of the president's determination that a temporary suspension of entry of certain classes of aliens was necessary impermissibly intruded on his plenary constitutional authority over foreign affairs, national security, and immigration. Judge James L. Robart of the U.S. District Court for Washington issued an injunction blocking enforcement of President Trump's temporary travel ban. During a golfing trip to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the president denounced Robart, a George W. Bush appointee, as a, quote, so-called judge, and accused him of leaving the country vulnerable to potential terrorists and others that do not have our best interests at heart. Legal commentator Bruce Fine, a Justice Department official under Nixon and Reagan, warns that President Trump's apparent disdain for the judiciary poses a danger to due process. I was there as special assistant to the Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel when President Nixon declared he would flout an order by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia directing him to disclose presidential tapes to a grand jury, Fine recalls. The president was threatened with impeachment, conviction, and removal from office under Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution for defying its separation of powers, which was intended to protect the American people from tyranny. President Nixon backed down and complied. The White House should learn from the Nixon example as litigation over President Trump's executive orders over immigrant visas and refugees reaches a climax, Fine advises. Due process is the demarcation line between civilization and savagery. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we've talked enough about health care with Lowell Nelson. We've got another topic we're going to go to in just a second. But Sheriff Richard Mack is on the road at the Kansas courthouse defending Cox and Kettler. The sentencing is today. Richard's there to report. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. Chris Ann is speaking in front of the crowd, and about 20 of us have already been threatened to be arrested by federal security here at the federal courthouse in Wichita.
Now, hold on. What would you be arrested for? Don't you have the right to peacefully assemble?
That's what I told the guy who threatened to arrest me, and I said, I'm a former sheriff. I know my rights, and he goes, then you know better. And I go, you're the one who should know better. You should know that we are peaceably assembling and that that's not against the law. And then he walked away from me.
Because he knows the truth and he doesn't have an opportunity to respond because he knows he has nothing to say if you want the truth, right?
Right. Well, the thing of it is, they said we cannot stand on the federal steps. We can stand on the sidewalk. In other words, we can block the sidewalk, but we cannot stand on federal steps. Chrisanne right now is still speaking. And
elitists, he thinks because they have educated.
And that's Chris Ann speaking, and she's actually violating the law, according to these guys.
Is she standing on the steps?
I'm on the steps, and so is she.
All right. Well, good for you guys, because I don't see anywhere where you have the right to peacefully assemble that it says you can't stand on government steps, right?
Well, she even said, are we burning buildings? Are we jumping on cars? Are we burning anything down?
No, of course not. If you were, they'd leave you alone and defend you, sir.
Well, they should, but they're pretty belligerent, and they've been given orders to arrest anybody who's on these steps. So there's a state rep by the name of Randy Garber, who's on our list of our Freedom Coalition. He said he's ready to go to jail, and he already wrote the judge a letter saying that he will serve Cox's time for him because he's the one that helped pass this law that said it was okay.
Wow. So now you're starting to get people to stand up. Good for him.
Yes. His name's Randy Garber.
Randy Garber, bless you, sir. And this is what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, to have justice, isn't it, Sheriff?
Yes. And do you want to talk to him real quick? He could
yes,
that.
Please.
Okay, hang on a second.
All right, we're going to grab Randy Garber. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, here's Randy Garber, state rep from Kansas. This is Sam Bushman on Liberty Roundtable. You're on live radio. He wants to talk to you.
Hello, Randy. Thank you so much for your kindness and your willingness, sir.
Well, thank you so much. I believe that we should protect our rights of our citizens. I voted for the Second Amendment Protection Act, and I believe the federal government is infringing on our rights.
Amen. Now, you've offered to serve the sentence for Cox?
I did.
And we thank you so much for that. We need to really have the governor stand up here for states' rights. Will he do it?
Well, I can't speak for the governor. I admire our governor for what he's tried to do in certain areas, but I can't speak for him in this area. So,
yeah. All right. The reason why is we've really thought a lot of your governor. It's Brownback, right?
Yes, sir.
And we've really thought a lot of him over the years, but now I'm kind of wondering, where is his mojo?
I can't answer it. I don't know, sir.
Do you know, are there people in talks with him, though? Do we have a channel to him to discuss this and work on it at least?
I have visited with him a little bit, not on this subject, but I'll ask him where he stands, but sometimes we don't get the answers that we want.
I understand, sir. Anyway, we're sure appreciative of all that you can do. What do you want to tell America about this case? Are we going to have a harsh sentencing, or does anybody have the chance to file a friend of the court briefs, or what's being done for Cox and Kettler?
Well, I know that Derek Schmidt has sent a letter to Senator Jeff Sessions and the acting Department of Justice AG. And I know that if we get to an appeal, I know there's going to be an appeal, so I hope that those people will be smart enough to say we need to throw this case out. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not, sir.
Amen. We can only hope and pray. Do all that you can. Thank you so much. If we can do anything to help, sir, let us know.
Randy, I have a question
all right.
for you.
Yeah, okay. Randy, we've got a question for you. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Lowell.
Right. My question is this. The law that you passed there indicated that the county prosecutor and or the AG had a duty to prosecute federal officials who attempted to enforce the Federal Gun Control Act, you know, against the will of the state. Is what's being done to bring, you know, your county prosecutors and your AG to either to justice or to the point where they will take the proper action?
Yeah, I can say that not much has been done at this point. I don't know what it's going to take to spur them to action. I would like to say that I respect our Attorney General at most times, but sometimes he's just not doing what he should do, and I don't know what it's going to take to make him do it. So,
well, the bottom line is because of money, the big carrot, if you will, and because we've had the states as political subdivisions of the feds for so long. Many of these people are good people, but they're just afraid, right, Randy?
Pardon, I didn't hear that.
Many times these people are good people. They're just afraid. They've been beaten up so long, and we've lived in a society for so long that the states are just political subdivisions of the Fed. A lot of these people mean well, but they're just afraid, aren't they?
Well, I don't know if they're afraid. They may be ignorant. I don't know. I would say fear plays a part in it because they don't want to stand up for what's right. Our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor, and we've forgotten how to do that.
Amen to that. God bless you, sir.
Yes, God bless you, Randy. Do you think you could enlist the help of your colleagues in the legislature there to go to jail with you?
Nobody said they would, but that's all right.
That would send a pretty strong message. I mean, if the feds tried to imprison the whole bunch of the legislators, they would not do that, I don't think.
Right, right.
All right. Thank you so much, Randy. We appreciate his willing to stand. What an example. Just imagine if the whole state legislature went to jail over that. It could be a tremendous way to solve the problem, couldn't it?
It would. It sure would. All right.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. All right, Sheriff. All right. Richard, anything else going on?
Okay, I'm here. I'm back.
All right. Anything else going on of note?
Well, possibly some of us are going to jail, but other than that, I don't know. But we decided to get back up on the step that they came and kicked us off of. But when they told me I was going to jail, I said, I'm not getting off of here. I'm not doing a thing wrong, and I'm not leaving. And he goes, well, we warned you. And I said, well, go ahead and arrest me then. He said, it'll probably happen.
And you know what? They will have a lawsuit on their hands like they haven't seen before, won't they?
Yep. Violation of civil rights. And, but, you know, if he'll first tell me what law I'm violating, I'll be happy to oblige him. But, you know, this is a peaceful assembly, and nobody's doing anything wrong. Some more media is showing up now. We've got about three or four now. But
I'm glad they're on the scene. They follow Liberty Roundtable around, don't they?
Yeah. I would say there's about, 60, 70 people here, and they're all trying to go inside for the sentencing.
All right, is Kettler and Cox already inside?
No, one of them's out here.
All right, see if you can grab Chris Ann Hall or one of those guys real quick if you can.
Okay, do you want to wait till after the next segment, or are we ready to go?
We can go ahead. We've got about 3 minutes.
I've got Cox right here.
Excellent. Let's talk to Cox.
Okay. You're Jeremy.
I've got Jeremy Kettler right here, Sam.
Excellent. We're ready.
He's the other criminal I was telling you about.
I understand, sir. Jeremy, my friend, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. We think you've been given a tremendous wrong. We're doing all we can to change the game. You want to make sure that you help us promote thefreedomcoalition.com. We're gathering names and support for your efforts from Ted Nugent to Judge Napolitano, and it doesn't stop there, sir. We're doing all that we can.
Awesome. Awesome. I really appreciate it.
What do you want to tell America, sir? You're standing up for one of the most sacred rights we have.
If I had to narrow it down, I would just encourage people to get others involved. I think a lot of people with my issue think it's just the Second Amendment thing, but it's not at all. I mean, the federal government literally came down and told their state government that their laws don't count. And, I mean, if they can do that with this, they can do it with anything. Who's to say they can't impose a tax on the religion that you support, selling those Bibles, whatever. I mean, if you don't care what is happening to your neighbor, then it's soon going to be happening to you.
Have you heard from any other officials besides Randy that's willing to stand up on your behalf?
A few of them. I have a list of names. The people that have actually returned my calls, and I don't have that in front of me right now.
At least they're trying. Sir, our prayers are with you as you go in. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Lowell Nelson, and Sheriff Richard Mack from the courthouse steps. They're threatening to arrest him. We'll give you play-by-play in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Liberty Roundtable live. Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson, Kurt Crosby, the former Sheriff Richard Mack on the courthouse steps in Kansas. We're talking about the sentencing of Jeremy Kettler and Shane Cox, ladies and gentlemen, happening today. Richard Mack's on the steps of the courthouse. They're threatening to arrest him. Richard just simply wants to know what law he's broken. That's the standoff, if you will. I shouldn't say standoff because it's not violent in any way, but that's the certainly the battle lines. Sheriff, what's happening now?
We're just listening to more people speak. Chris Ann's recording for her show.
All right. Well, hopefully we can grab Chris Ann here a little bit, maybe in the next hour, something like that, and see where we can go. We've got Roger Stone on the second hour, too, though, so we got a broadcast packed full of rock stars, if you will. Thank heavens for Sam and Kurt holding down the fort, huh?
Stone to sign on with our Freedom Coalition.
Yep, we're working on it, sir. We'll see what he does. Where do we go from here, then?
I'm thinking if he can get me in front of somebody in the White House.
We're going to work on it. So tell me this, then. When is the sentencing, and when can you report more details?
Probably tomorrow morning will be the next one.
All right.
Because in an hour from now, we're going to be heading in.
All right. So what you need to do is call me right after. I'll call you back in about 45 minutes and see if there's a quick update from there. Is Chris Ann available real quick or no?
Let me ask her.
All right, let's see if she's available here, ladies and gentlemen. We're really making a difference here, folks, and this is what it takes to stand up for the sacred cause of liberty, folks. Going there, being involved in the action, peacefully standing for what is right, honorable, and true. We need to file friend of the court briefs. Somebody needs to talk to this judge and talk some sense into him about a God-given, unalienable right of self-defense. Chris Ann, hi.
How are you, man?
Are you going to get arrested?
No, actually, I don't think so. They're keeping their distance. Apparently, the court official went inside to get reinforcements, and the police refused to come outside.
Because the cops know the truth that you violated no laws, right?
That's right. That's right. And I'm thankful. I would love to shake that policeman's hand. I don't know who he is, but he is obviously understanding more about liberty and more about the law than most federal employees understand, and that's very encouraging to me.
Now, you're an attorney. How in good faith can they allow these poor men, Shane Cox and Jeremy Kettler, to be caught in the crossfire between the feds and the state on this?
Well, they can't and be good men. The only reason that Cox and Kettler are caught in this crossfire is because Kansas does not have these people have proven themselves to not be good men. They've proven themselves to be cowards. They've proven themselves to be political slaves, slaves to the political party, slaves to their own political greed. And they've proven themselves to be unfit for their service. And so that's the only reason Cox and Keller are in this case, because Kansas has people that are unfit for their positions.
Can you get an audience with Governor Brownback, we've thought he was a great guy for the longest time, and now he's not standing up when it matters most, Chris Ann.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Thomas Paine said that crises are good things because they show those that are spirited and they point out the hypocrite. And it's only in the times that try men's souls that you actually get to see the real make of a person. And in this crisis, we are beginning to see, if we haven't already seen, that Governor Brownback and Attorney General Derek Schmidt and the legislators who are not here today are hypocrites and show themselves to be who exactly they are in spite of their words.
What could be the worst sentencing for Cox and Kettler at this point? Do we know?
So did I get it in here?
What could be the worst sentencing for these guys? Do we know yet?
They're looking at more than 10 years in prison.
Well, what if we get about 50 of us that are willing to serve a couple of months each?
We have legislators here that said, arrest me, don't arrest them. Put me in jail, don't put them in jail. Because see, here's the thing. This law has entrapped these men to commit a crime that was not a crime under state law. And the fact that the state won't stand up means that those legislators, the governor and the attorney general, is guilty of entrapment.
Well, and the interesting thing is the state law and the supreme law are in step. It's only out-of-control bureaucrats that are the problem, right?
Right. Right. That's exactly right.
All right, Chris Ann, I know you got your own show to take care of, too. Thanks so much. Keep us posted.
All right, we sure will. Put you back on the live audio, okay?
We'll do it. Thanks so much. There she goes, Chris Ann Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's saying they'll be arrested for Cox and Kettler because this is a travesty. And where's the mainstream press? Are they going to stand up on the right side of this, Sheriff?
I'm sorry, Sam, I didn't hear that.
Is the media going to stand on the right side of this, or are they going to spin it that these guys are criminals?
I think most people are on their side. I think even CNN was here, and they were pretty positive. Although I haven't seen the coverage from CNN, I know that they were here, so you know how reporters are. They act like you're their long-lost friend. And so, I don't know. It just is something you'll have to wait and see.
All right, buddy. We'll call you back in a few minutes and see if there's anything else happening. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, too.
Lowell Nelson, your thoughts, sir.
Well, part of the laws I mentioned in my question to Randy was that county prosecutors and the attorney general have a duty under this they have a duty under this law to interpose and to prosecute any federal official who violates the Second Amendment Protection Act. And the prosecutors failed to do that, and yet I don't know what penalty is being considered for them. That would be my question for Chris Ann, too, being an attorney. But I would like to see the citizens light a fire under the county prosecutor of the county in which this alleged crime was committed. And I'd also like to see the state attorney general, that Derek Schmidt guy, I think is his name, who hasn't lifted a finger to obey the law. He is breaking the state law that the legislature passed and that Governor Brownback signed a year or two ago. He's breaking that law, and yet he is not the one being charged with any crime. I think that's a huge miscarriage of justice, Sam.
I agree with you. My problem is if the governor's going to have the guts to sign the law, he's got to have the guts to defend the law. To me, the buck stops with the governor. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, it just stops at the governor, as well as the attorney general, as well as the county prosecutor. I mean, it's not just a single person, but yeah, I would like to see the governor, because the governor, he is the man who executes the law. He has a constitutional duty to execute the law of the states of Kansas, and he's not doing that. He's failing to do that. He could command the attorney general to interpose. He could do that, and yet he's not. And so, yeah, that's a big problem.
Where is Governor Sam Brownback when you need him most, ladies and gentlemen? That's really the question I have. This is serious, and it's not something that if he signs this, and now he's got people trapped with him going against federal law, how can he in good conscience literally leave these guys hung out to dry without doing all that he can for them? I just don't understand it. Either you're a leader or you're not. And to sign this bill and then let these men languish in prison because you've only got the guts to, on paper, stand against the feds, but not really stand against the feds. I'm not saying other people don't have responsibility here, but I'm telling you, if Governor Sam Brownback, could he pardon them? Could he give them clemency? What could be done here? There needs to be something serious done, and nobody even knows what Brownback's thinking.
Well, you know, apparently this is a federal charge. It's in a federal court, and so, you know, most people believe that the state could not do anything, but I'm still of the mindset, Sam, that if the county sheriff in the county where this alleged trial is occurring, where the sentencing today will happen, it's my belief that the sheriff of that county, if he would stand up, if he had the backbone and the courage, he could put a stop to this. He could prevent. He could interpose and say, look, the state of Kansas has this law. I am here to enforce this law, and the federal marshals have no authority in my county to do what they want to do in violation of Kansas law. See, the state of Kansas is a sovereign state, and not the other way around. The federal government cannot command the state of Kansas to do a single thing, and the county sheriff in the county where they are right now, where we just heard them speak from, should be standing up, Sam.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, understand this issue is so huge because this lawsuit alone could shatter all federal gun control laws. We really have an opportunity here, but we've got to have our people stand together. Kurt, do you have a word you want to chime in? We're about out of time.
Well, I'm just trying to analyze this whole thing, but that's what several sources. I don't see anything from Brownback coming out. You know, I see other headlines. Basically, this lawsuit could shatter all federal gun control laws. It's basically the old state versus the Fed, and maybe somebody in the state has some courage there. We hope
would pray,
at least there's one representative.
Amen to that one representative that not only stands clearly for them, but offers to go to jail in the stead of the harmed or the innocent that are absolutely caught between federal and state law. It's a travesty, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Lil Nelson, stay there. I want to talk to you right after this segment here for a minute.
Okay.
We got Roger Stone coming up next hour, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk radio always at your fingertips. Sheriff Mack, Chris Ann Hall, Jeremy Kettler, all live from the courthouse steps. They threatened to arrest him, but now that they realize they're not willing to back down, now the feds realize that no laws have been broken, they don't dare touch it. Time will tell what happens. This nation shall endure.